This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia has vetoed a United Nations resolution calling its Ukraine annexation referendums illegal. We get details from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The measure would have condemned Russia's referendums in four Ukrainian regions as illegal, declared them invalid, and urged all countries not to recognize any annexations of the territory claimed by Moscow. The resolution would have also demanded an immediate halt to Russia's invasion and immediate unconditional withdrawal from Ukraine. The vote in the 15-member Security Council was 10-1, with China, India, Brazil, and Gabon abstaining. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield had said before the vote that in the event of a Russian veto, the resolution would be taken to the 193-member General Assembly, where there are no vetoes. I'm Norman Hall.
The Kremlin and Russia state media are aggressively pushing a baseless conspiracy theory that blames the United States for damage to natural gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea, and what analysts said Friday is another effort to split the U.S. and its European allies. The Russian position is also reverberating on social media forums popular with American conservatives and far-right groups. NATO leaders believe the damage to the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines between Russia and Germany is the result of sabotage. NATO has refrained from identifying a suspect pending an investigation into the damage. Russia began blaming the U.S. quickly after the damage was reported on Monday night. On Friday, speaking at a ceremony to annex four Ukrainian regions, the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, said Anglo-Saxons in the West were behind the terror attacks, but he did not specify any particular nations. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Burkina Faso's army captain Ibrahim Traore has announced that the army had seized power and ousted the military leader Paul-Henri Damiba, who himself had taken power in a coup only 8 months ago. We get more details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Traore said in a statement that a group of officers who helped Damiba seize power in January had decided that the leader was no longer able to secure the country. Burkina Faso has been battling a mounting Islamic insurgency. The statement signed by Traore was read on state television late Friday by another military officer. It said the group of officers had tried several times to get Damiba to, quote, refocus the transition on the security question. The country's new military leaders said they're dissolving the National Assembly. They also announced Burkina Faso's borders have been closed and a nighttime curfew is in effect. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
North Korea has now fired another missile, a ballistic missile, toward its eastern waters. It's actually fired two of them. It's the North's fourth round of weapons launches this week, and is seen as a response to military drills among its rivals. Japan's defense ministry and South Korea's military each said they detected the two North Korean missile launches Saturday morning. South Korea says it's bolstered its surveillance posture and maintains a military readiness in close coordination with the United States. North Korea has carried out a record number of missile tests this year. Experts say Pyongyang is trying to expand its weapons arsenal amid stalled nuclear diplomacy with Washington. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed into law a bill that finances the federal government through mid-December. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says this bill has money for some top priorities.
$12.3 billion for the fight for democracy in Ukraine. $4.5 billion for disaster relief.
But Republicans like Oklahoma's Tom Cole complained there were no bipartisan negotiations and didn't reflect their priorities.
We know we have a crisis on the southern border. You can turn on the television and see it every night. You can look at the fentanyl pouring into the country. You can see the tragedy of human trafficking. Is there anything in this bill that asks us to do anything different, anything new?
On his social media platform, former President Donald Trump responded to the bill's passage, saying Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has a death wish. Trump also had a racist message for McConnell's wife, former Trump Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.